Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Robocalls, of course, one of my favorite topics. I like to talk about it, but I don't like to deal with them. The good news is I think robocalls have dropped slightly. I still get them all day long, but now many of them are flagged. And it'll actually say spam or robocall on my caller ID. And, you know, like I said, I still get them. But, of course, the federal government has claimed over and over again they're going to crack down on robocalls. Robocalls are a federal offense. They are illegal. Quite often, not only is the call illegal, but what they're trying to do to you is illegal. They'll often call you and threaten you, and they'll mask the phone calls, or they'll spoof the phone calls. I got phone calls last week from Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital, according to the caller ID, and it was a call center on the other side of the world trying to rip me off. And I've mentioned previously that I had a relative at Beaumont Hospital about a month ago. And it was disturbing to see that in my caller ID. And sure enough, it was a robocall. So that's disturbing that that can happen. This needs to end. And it's good to see other people picking this up. The Indiana Attorney General has filed a lawsuit to crack down harassing robocalls. And the effort may help people in Illinois as well, as reported by CBS Channel 2 out of Chicago. Marie Saavedra wrote the story. And of course, you know all about robocalls. So the Indiana Attorney General is taking on the robocallers, and it might help people both in Indiana and Illinois. A trailer park in Indiana, about 300 miles south of Chicago, may not look like the hub for millions of robocalls, but Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita says, in fact, that it is. We are sick and tired, and I mean all of us, not just Hoosiers, but people across the country, including our neighbors in Illinois, about getting these harassing, unwanted calls in the middle of our lives. He is now taking a new approach to stop robocalls. He is suing the companies that make them possible. So it is to send a message, we're not going to take this anymore. You see, this is one of the first of its kind lawsuits in the nation, and you're going to see more of them. The particular suit names Startel Communications out of Indiana, and what it calls an alleged scam starting that goes around the globe. The suit says robocallers from India, the Philippines, and Singapore found a gateway into the U.S. through Startel. And I'm not going to get heavily into this because, number one, it's ever-changing, but the phone system that works around the world is a series of networks. And we've pointed out before that the phone companies could stop robocalls if they wanted to. But number one, they don't want to because they make money off of it. But of course, there's laws that say they need to. So they're kind of torn. And so what happens is there are carriers in America that are willing to take the risk if they think they can get away with it. And so that's apparently what they're alleging Startel did here. It was really a trailer in a trailer park in Evansville, Indiana, that was the gateway for hundreds of millions of calls, with over 5 million in Indiana alone, according to the Attorney General. From there, Indiana alleges two legitimate California telecommunications companies took money to route the robocalls and look the other way. So neither of those two companies responded to requests for comment from CBS2 out of Chicago. So Rokita said, now through technology, we are able to trace back these hops in a matter of hours, and that's really going to be a game changer here. I think the industry better pay attention. The goal is to fine all three companies in an effort to stop at least some of the millions of calls. And Rokita said that Illinois might be joining his action. We're actively working together on a similar case just like this. Rokita wouldn't say anything more about the case involving Illinois just yet, but there is a way you can get in on this fight. If you're incessantly receiving these robocalls, report them to your state's attorney general's office first. Problem, of course, is that you look at the phone and it says, Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital calling. And you pick up the phone and they say, your social security number has been suspended and you will be arrested if you don't buy an Apple's iTunes gift card and give us the number. And you hang up on them. Now, report that to the AG's office. Yeah, Beaumont Hospital called me and threatened me. Well, no, it wasn't Beaumont Hospital. Who called you? I don't know. Somebody with a heavy accent from another side of the planet. So you can report them, but there's not much you can report to be meaningful. If the state AG's office successfully prosecutes any of the companies that scammed you, you could actually be given some money if they come up with any money in this process. You can also report robocalls to the Illinois Attorney General at a link that's been publicized on their website and the Indiana Attorney General at another link. Meanwhile, the Federal Communications Commission also provides guidelines for how best to block unwanted calls. For its consumer guide, go to FTC.gov. I can tell you that you can report them all you want. Nothing happens. There's the do not call list, which, of course, turned out to work the opposite of the way they wanted to. When they came out with the do not call list years ago, I put all my numbers on it. Calls kept coming. I've spoken to enough people to where I'm convinced that companies out there downloaded the do not call list and used that to start their robocalling campaign. Because all of those are good numbers. Because see, if you have a robo dialer, and what many people are referring to as a robo dialer is simply a machine that dials phone numbers sequentially. So let's suppose that you're an area code 312, okay? It might go 312-222-0000, 312-222-001, 002-003. And it can do that, and the machine can dial the numbers so quickly that if it gets a bad number or something else, it just moves on and just moves on. And so they get these programs that do this, and it's brute force just calling every single potential number in an area code. But of course, if you think about it, there are going to be places where the area code will have way more dead numbers than active numbers. And so it would be kind of wasteful to have the robo-dialer brute force call all those numbers when you could just download the do not call list and go, here, start here. These are all good numbers. These are all good numbers. And I've spoken to, like I said, a bunch of people, both who told me that they're familiar with how all this works. And they said, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense that they would do that because no one, as far as we could tell, was enforcing the do not call list. The thinking was somehow that if you put your name on the list, the guys who do the spam calls will look you up. Oh, we can't call that number. Darn. Can we call this number? Oh, we can't call that number. Darn. How about this? No, they're on the list too. Everyone's on the list. Doesn't matter. So they just take the list. Here, start here. And then when they get bored and their machines have nothing better to do, then they have brute force call the rest of them. But I'm convinced they start with the do not call list. And so it's kind of weird, but I feel like a sucker now because I put my numbers on the do not call list and they never stopped ringing, never slowed down until recently when it slowed down a little. And the only change I've seen from the most recent actions by the federal government were that some of my incoming garbage calls are now labeled as such. It'll actually say spam or robocall, and I'm like, oh, okay. They actually caught one. But it still caused my phone to ring. And that's a problem. And so, you know, I know some people who say, Steve, my phone never rings. But, you know, that's possible. Congratulations. Put your number on the do not call list and see what happens. But worse, I have a business. And I've got a business phone. And people call my business phone looking for an attorney. So every time it rings, someone's got to look at it and answer it. And, hey, yeah, your social security number has been disabled. It's been suspended. And I remember talking to my secretary going, she's laughing, but she has better things to do. So, you know, it's crazy that we are where we are in this society, technology being what it is, but of course it's spy versus spy. Every time they come out with a way to supposedly crack down on this, the bad people find a way to get around it. And apparently they got around it here by working with some American companies that didn't mind letting in the millions of robocalls from overseas. And it turns out that person doing that may have been in Indiana, and the Indiana Attorney General has filed a lawsuit to crack down on the harassing robocalls. and that might stop at least one actor. So there you go. David, Brad, Gordon, David, and Tequila, thanks for sending it. Yes, that was two Davids. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Go forwards, go sidewards, go upwards, but just don't go backwards.